Test 1-2-1-2. We're back. Man, I got to tell you guys, I had the worst morning today. I get up, make some breakfast, sit down, log on to social media, and the first thing I see is a photo of Lizzo getting on a private jet with her entire backside exposed. I mean, I usually wait about an hour after breakfast before I look at any social media to avoid the inevitable nausea that comes with scrolling my news feed for more than 30 seconds. I mean, look at this. At first, I thought it was Rikishi. I mean, she's wearing the same thing. And isn't she supposed to be this big climate change activist? She did a show last year. It was like a 24-hour concert to raise awareness of climate change. And here she is getting on a private jet. Just no consistency in her convictions. These are our youth's idols. This is what's celebrated. Time Magazine Entertainer of the Year, 2019. A hypocrite and a degenerate. Look, she was on the cover of People Magazine last month. I had to blaze a trail. Yeah, a trail of methane. Didn't they find out she was responsible for half the global methane emissions? This is documented, right? I mean, she's got to be one of the largest sources. I don't get it. Anyway, we got a good show today. So much to talk about. No guests today. Let's just shoot the shit. I like doing these once in a while. We'll go through the news, roast some TikTokers, tell some stories, and just bring everything back to reality because you and I know we've entered some weird wormhole over the past decade where people have decided that up is down, down is up, right is wrong, and wrong is right.
What is a woman?
One thing you can count on here with this show is that we'll put everything back the way it's supposed to be.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
I can't.
Before we get into everything, I want to shout out Raycon for supporting the show today. These earbuds, I've been using these things religiously, the everyday earbuds. I said it last time and I'll say it again. They look, feel, and sound better than any set of earbuds I've ever used. Not once have they fell out of my ear. This was always the main thing that would drive me insane is that I just could never own a pair of earbuds because literally every pair I'd ever buy would fall out. Do you know how many times I've been like, okay, I'm going to start back up with the gym, and I just give up because I can't keep the music in my ear? I need that to keep me going. Now I don't stop. If you're like me, these will get you through the workout. They'll play for 8 hours, 32-hour battery life. They're like half the price of all the big brands. They sound just as good. Why would you spend more for the same quality or better? Look at the reviews. The Raycon Everyday Earbuds specifically have over 48,000 five-star reviews. Right now, Joey B vs. The World listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/joeybvs. That's buyraycon.com/joeybvs to save 15% on Raycons. buyraycon.com/joeybvs. Oh, you got to see this. This TikTok obsession. Look what it's doing to people now. This is from the Wall Street Journal. Teen girls are developing tics. Doctors say TikTok could be a factor. Look at this.
I've been ticking all day.
Hey, whoa.
Look at them. They're flipping out. This is what they wrote. Teenage girls across the globe have been showing up at doctor's offices with tics, physical jerking movements, and verbal outbursts since the start of the pandemic. Movement disorder doctors were stumped at first. Girls with tics are rare, and these teens had an unusually high number of them, which had developed suddenly. After months of studying the patients and consulting with one another, experts at top pediatric hospitals in the U.S., Canada, Australia, and the U.K. discovered that most of the girls had something in common. TikTok. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'll leave that to you. But I mean, are we starting to see the long-term effects of this TikTok shit? I mean, like, what is it doing to people? Look at them. They're short-circuiting. How many twerk videos can you watch before your face starts twerking? Could you imagine counting all the hours that people spend, not just scrolling through TikTok videos, but the amount of time they spend making them? I mean, at this point, it's got to add up to at least a year of their time, maybe more, thousands of hours. Imagine receiving the gift of life and you spend the majority of it watching TikTok videos. Imagine a time lapse of people staring at their phones with the sun setting and rising over and over again. You might as well just stand and stare at the corner of a wall your whole life. At least you can't get any dumber doing that. I'm just waiting for the next study that proves how many IQ points you lose per hour of viewing TikToks. Anyway, speaking of TikTokers, I'm on episode 3 now of the Hype House show. God, it's awful. And I'm not exaggerating. It's awful. I've been trying to review the show episode by episode on my Patreon, and I just cannot get through a single episode. I think the most I've made it is like 9 minutes or something on the last one. But if you get enjoyment of listening to me torturing myself, I just did the 3rd episode today. It's on the Patreon. Link in the description. I don't know how this app just completely swept up the youth. I mean, it's just like, have you seen the latest trend? Well, this one's actually been ongoing. Remember the mom who was TikToking in front of her kid in the hospital on a breathing machine? Yeah, well, I guess people were inspired by her, and now they're doing the same thing in front of their hospitalized family members. I mean, look at this guy. Is that his grandfather in his deathbed in the background? Dude. And he's lip-syncing to songs and busting a move? Could you imagine struggling to stay alive? And over in the corner of the room is your son or grandkid performing a dance for the internet. The sad thing is these kids don't even know how tone-deaf it is to do stuff like this. Like, I know for me, if somebody I'm close to is going through something or something bad happens to them, the last thing I'm thinking of is the internet. The last thing. I mean, if I'm in a hospital room with someone I'm close to, let alone a family member, you think I'm going to stand up and dance? And not just dance, but broadcast my dance to the world with you lying in a hospital bed in the background of my video? Outside attention is what drives these people. Because without access to outside attention, they wouldn't be dancing. They wouldn't be lip-syncing to songs in this situation. I mean, there was life before social media, guys. Nobody was doing the cabbage patch next to grandma on a breathing machine. You didn't just do that spontaneously. Now that people have access to the masses, they feel that every moment in their life needs to be documented or accented upon with an arm twirl. This is the worst generation to be alive in. It's fucking deranged. Like, just put a song on from the 90s or a TV show from the year 2000 and older. I don't know about you, but for me, it takes me back to a time when people lived a more authentic life. True to themselves, without this obsession of seeking validation for everything that they do. Think about it. If you were lucky enough to grow up in the 90s or earlier, you remember a time when you would hang out with your friends and truly live in the moment. There was no looking at your phone while you're hanging out. You just hung out. You didn't go to a show together and film the entire show. You enjoyed the show as it happened. What is the point of going to a show if you're just going to film the show? Go watch a concert online at home or something. When will you ever watch that footage that you recorded? And who do you think cares to even watch more than 5 seconds of your shaky clip with shitty sound that you posted on your social media of a singer or band that 95% of your followers could probably care less about? Like, you're going to put that on the TV and watch the entire concert again when you go home? I mean, maybe. Just seems like a waste. I mean, is there a sadder scene than watching a clip of your favorite artist performing in front of a crowd of people holding their phones up throughout the entire song? You think the performer likes that? I mean, it's got to, I mean, they got to feel like an animal at the zoo behind the glass and everyone's just filming you like you're a different species or something. Like you're an exhibit at an observatory.
Yeah, I want to tell that lady as well, can you stop filming me with a video camera? Because I'm really here in real life. You can enjoy it in real life rather than video camera. Can you take your tripod down? This isn't a DVD, this is a real show, and I'd really like you to enjoy my show because there's lots of people outside that couldn't come in.
It's just so weird to watch. They all just hold the phone up. You mostly see it during pop performances, like mainstream music. You don't see a lot of that at a Tool concert or a show where people actually use instruments. Remember those? It was always fun to share experiences with each other verbally rather than, hey, watch this video. If you got in a car accident, you didn't take a digital camera out and film yourself pretending to be sad about it like a goon. I mean, look at this one. I mean, the girl literally gets in a car accident and starts taking selfies of herself, pretending to be sad about it. And you can hear the other woman yelling at her, like, what the fuck are you doing?
What the fuck do you think you're doing? Trying to cause another accident? You're on.
And she just still commits to it. No shame, no embarrassment. Like, what are these people? What is the desire to share this with the internet? This would have just been something you told people. Like, hey, I got in an accident the other day. Here's what happened. Now, for some reason, everybody's got to see it. Prior to social media, nobody took photos, let alone videos of themselves when bad things happened to them. And then share it with people? It's weird. Like, imagine someone in 1996 getting in a car accident, pulling out a digital camera, filming themselves being sad about it with the wreck in the background, and then contacting all your friends and family members and showing them the video of you holding your phone up to your face after the accident. Tell me how that's any different than uploading the footage to the internet. Friends and strangers see it, right? You'd have to physically show people the video from your camera back in the day. Nobody did that because it would have been insanely weird to do that. I mean, obviously filming yourself in an accident is still insanely weird. And it's not just, it's not something everybody does. I'm not saying everyone does this. I'm just saying that it's the norm to share photos and videos of yourself with people in instances where no one would do that in the past. Out of respect to the situation at hand and those involved. Like that girl filming the selfie during the accident. She literally does not care about the other person involved. Like, she doesn't care. It's all about her and getting her video. This is why, you know, some people are like, well, they're not hurting anybody. If they want to take selfies, let them take selfies. Yeah, and what you don't realize is that a lot of these people are selfish people. But the good thing about social media is that those type of people let you know that they're those type of people. Before social media, you wouldn't be able to tell how selfish or narcissistic someone actually was until you got to know them. Now, at least, they let you know publicly that they are, so that at least you can avoid them without getting involved and wasting your time with them. Social media allows us to identify all the crazies now. They've always existed, but now we see how many there really are. I mean, this leads to all the virtue signaling that you see online. People have this desire now to show how good of a person they are to everybody. The latest vessel these type of people are using for that is the Ukraine thing. Yeah, they're still doing this. I mean, I can't believe people are still doing the whole, I care so much about Ukraine that I decided to only dress in yellow and blue. Like, how don't they know by now that we know that they're full of shit? Is the brain fog that thick that they can't, like that they think we can't see through this? It's just incredible. I mean, don't they read? Don't they see the endless parodies of themselves? I love this thing going around. It just sums up these people perfectly. It's a badge that says, I support the current thing. and it's got one of those NPC people in the center with the empty look on their face. If you don't know what an NPC is by now, they're like the background characters in a video game that are controlled by the computer. Like, they all do the same thing. They don't actually think for themselves. They're programmed. They just go along with what everyone else is doing. And if they get pulled out of the pack or get lost, they don't know what to do. They'll just walk around aimless. Like in a video game, you could be walking on a city sidewalk and you'll just see a character like stuck in the wall. Like, they just keep walking forward into the wall until you like, you got to nudge it a little bit and it just slides off of you and continues on down the street. Like, they need somebody to move them. They need guidance. They need to be told what to do and where to go. That's usually where the politicians come in. That's where the media comes in. It's how some people are. They don't think for themselves. They're so conditioned to follow the rules and the crowd so that they come across as a model citizen. These are the ones who wake up in the morning, go online, see everybody with a Ukrainian flag as a profile photo and go, oh, this is what we're doing now. I should be doing that. And then they just follow suit. If I do this, this will make me look good. If I don't do this, that would make me look bad. You know what you never see these people do? And this proves that they're all just following the crowd. Where's the human trafficking awareness post? Where's that? Oh, not enough people are talking about it. People are stealing our children. This never ends. I mean, some of these people, I mean, you spend the day shopping for clothes that match the colors of the Ukrainian flag because you feel it's your civil duty to raise as much awareness and show the maximum amount of support for the country. I mean, what a gesture that is. You must really care about the well-being of humanity. So where's the human trafficking post then? Where's the opioid crisis awareness post? Are you waiting for the news to talk about it? Are you waiting for The View to discuss it? Are you waiting for your favorite celebrity or influencer to discuss it? Why do you need to see other people doing or saying something before you say or do it? Why? Hopefully Elon Musk buys all these social media platforms and just shuts them down, especially Twitter, because that's one of the main platforms these type of people use anyway. I mean, that really is the virtue signaling capital of the internet. You know what he should buy next is Facebook. Someone really needs to take over that company. You know, I went on there the other day. I don't even know why I still have an account. But I get an alert about one of my YouTube videos I posted on there. See, I just share links to my YouTube videos on there now, for the most part. Well, now, apparently, sharing my own YouTube videos on my own Facebook page is considered spam now. Yeah, they literally took one of my videos down and said it was spam. I mean, I really am convinced at this point I could post a photo of me planting a flower at a retirement home and it would get taken down for harassment. They just look for anything. It can't go on like this. And what do I even really do that deems me such a menace to the internet? If anything, I'm just promoting being yourself. Stop doing all these over-the-top things to get attention from people online. Like, people are altering their face and body and doing all this degenerate nonsense. For what? For likes and follows from strangers? Yeah, just be you. Why is that so hard? Like, do you know how free it is to just truly be yourself and love who you naturally are the way you were born? You know, I saw one of the saddest things recently. There's this girl. She was in one of my TikTok roasts a while back who tattooed her eyes. She like shaved her teeth or something. I don't know. One of those things where you're like, why would you do this to yourself? So somebody sent me a clip of her explaining herself. And it's just wild to see what she looked like before. A perfectly normal girl. And yet she sits there talking about how she hated herself. She hated that version of herself.
I had the worst body dysmorphia ever. I did not like myself. I did not love myself. I did not care to love myself.
And then she talks about how much she loves herself now. But the thing is, she's not herself. She's a caricature that she created. an avatar. If you were to strip all of that away and go back to looking like your natural self, you'd go right back to not loving yourself again. So if that's the case, then no, you don't love yourself until you love yourself the way you are. It's like people will do anything to avoid fixing the root of the issue that causes them not to love themselves in the first place. Because it's easier to pay money to change things physically, but it's not sustainable. You'll always want something else. It wears off. You know, no matter how many alterations you do to yourself, it'll never fill that void inside of you. The only way to fill that void is to cut out that toxic root inside of you that's making you feel empty in the first place. Why do you think people turn to alcohol or drugs? It's an escape. They're numbing themselves. They don't want to face reality. Like, people just think I get on these people because I'm a dick. Like, I think I'm better than these people. No, the reality is I actually give a shit. And I can see that these people have gone down a path that will never truly lead to fulfillment in their lives. So if it's a matter of showing people how ridiculous they're being in hopes that they'll realize that and focus on what's really important, so be it. And if you think giving them likes and heart emojis helps them in some way, then you just keep doing that. The reality is, there's no amount of likes or emojis that will fulfill the soul of someone who tattooed their eyes because they didn't love the way they were born.
Why can't you fucking hear me?
If only people realized how lucky they are to be a human being on planet Earth. As wacky as this world is, out of all the species you could have been, from an ant to a fish to a deer to a human, we are lucky enough to be born with the highest level of consciousness amongst every species on the planet that we know of. Look around you. You know what all the other animals are doing all day outside? Starving, constantly hunting for food, while they look over their shoulder all day out of fear of getting mauled by another animal. We don't have to worry about any of that. While you're at home at night with the heat on watching Netflix, there's a raccoon stuck in a dumpster somewhere. There's a possum being run over by a car, a deer being shot in the head, and you don't love yourself?
I absolutely hate myself. Like, I absolutely hate the person that I am right now. I feel like I used to make content that I was so proud of. Now I'm just making such shallow content that means nothing. Like, posting photos of my body that's completely face-tuned just so girls can say how much they want my body. Like, it's just so dark. It's so dark. It's so dark.
You gotta appreciate what you have. This is a gift to be here. Stop worrying about your looks or what people think about you. Just be. It doesn't last forever. You know what really got me last week was the death of Gilbert Gottfried. It just reminds you that we're not here forever. You know, people get surprised when they hear news like this about their heroes. Like, people get old, man. He was one of a kind too, man. A true fearless comedian. Never conformed to cancel culture, always stayed true to his craft. Apparently he had some sort of muscle disease he was battling called myotonic dystrophy. I don't know if he was public about that. Sort of how Norm kept cancer a secret. I guess they just don't want anyone to look at him any different. I get that. I mean, because then everyone's just going to kiss their ass and be overly nice to him. You know, like if you have a vagina. I mean, compared to guys, girls get treated like celebrities in public. Nobody's happy to see us. That's why I always laugh when a girl would be like, everyone's just so nice here. Yeah, because you got tits. Nobody cares when guys show up anywhere. Nobody holds the door. Nobody holds the door open and waves us in with a big smile. You ever see that? Guys will do one of these while they're holding the door open for you. They'll even hunch over like an appointed servant. They become hunchbacks all of a sudden. What is that? Like they work in a castle in medieval times, like the door guard. Your Highness, we're lucky if anyone holds the door open for us. Like when we walk into a convenience store, the clerk doesn't light up and go, how you doing, darling? No, they barely make eye contact with us. They just mumble through the process of taking our money. No one's happy to see us. You ever walk around with your girl and another girl will walk by and say, oh my God, I love your dress. Or they'll compliment their hair or makeup or something, right? You could live and die a full life as a man and you'll never have another guy walk past and go, hey man, your hair's looking good today. What products are you using? That'll never happen. There's no, hey bro, cool jeans. They look good on you, man. No, we don't care about each other. The only time people are overly friendly with guys are when they're walking a pet. Then all of a sudden, everyone's happy to see you. Well, not you, but the pet. But they got to include you into the excitement because you're there. It'd be kind of rude to acknowledge, you know, only the pet while you're just standing there. Like, ever see people that look down at the dog like, oh my God, he's so cute. What kind of dog is he? But they'll never even look at you when they say it. They'll just continue talking without even making eye contact. Be like, how old is he? Oh, yeah? Oh, he looks good. You could just be there talking to them and they'll just half acknowledge it while they're falling in love with the dog. Like, uh-huh. Oh, yeah? Really? That's good. Then they'll get up like, all right, well, have a good day. Maybe you get a glance from them as they're leaving. That's about it. You know how I wouldn't be surprised that tattooed their eyes next? Jussie Smollett. Yeah, I don't know about you, but I got a feeling this guy's about to really start going off the deep end. He released a song now. Did you see this?
Some people searching for fame, some people chasing that clout. Just remember this, this ain't that situation. You think I'm stupid enough to keep my reputation?
Yeah, we do. We do think you're stupid. What else are we supposed to think about you? You've insulted people's intelligence by crafting this crazy story of people walking around with nooses and bleach in their hands in the middle of winter in Chicago looking to beat you up. Yeah, you're stupid.
Still, I'm pushing through the clouds. All I ever really wanted to do was make my people proud. Fame is nothing real. It's how you make them feel. Celebrity is for the birds. I ain't no nasty.
Good God. I mean, what is wrong with this guy? There's got to be a medical term for this disorder. I mean, he's obviously a huge narcissist, but there's something more than that going on there. Like, what is the term for someone who makes up stories for attention? A fantasist? A social climber? A psychopath? What a whack job.
I am not suicidal.
Stop laughing at my class.
I am not suicidal, and I am innocent. I could have said that I was guilty a long time ago.
You know who else is wackier than I thought? Will Smith. You know, I said I wasn't going to talk about the whole Will Smith, Chris Rock thing anymore, and I'm not, but I got to tell you because, you know, because of all that, I started to read more about Will Smith, and man, do you know he did some interview where he said that he used to vomit after sleeping with women? Like he became this sex addict and felt gross about it, but kept sleeping with women anyway. Like, why do you need to sleep with tons of random women? That's an obsession. Figure out why it's an obsession of yours and do something about it. I mean, find some balance in your life. Control yourself. You're losing your mind. Shouldn't the goal be to be content with your life? Having things organized, having full control over yourself. I mean, once outside influences, whether it's people or substances, start taking control of your life, when do you steer? When do you start driving the car? The sex addiction steers you. The need for alcohol steers you. The need for nicotine steers you. Pills, seeking validation from strangers online, that steers you. That steers people. Do you know how many people can't complete a day without coffee, nicotine, pills, alcohol, porn, likes, video games? Try going an entire day without any of those things. You'd be surprised how tortured people would be to just live a day alone without any of those things. People can't function naturally for some reason. We've all been corrupted. Shouldn't the goal be to not have to constantly need something to function And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with having coffee in the morning. I'm talking about people who need something all day and night to function. Wake up, have coffee, go to the job they hate, fiend for cigarettes throughout your shift, sit in rush hour traffic on your way home, hating life, yelling at other cars. You get home, you drink at night, you jerk off, video games. When do you sit on the porch and just watch the birds with a glass of water? Enjoy the sun. Enjoy nature. Call your mom. Talk to your friends. Write ideas. Read about something fascinating. Build something. Learn how to do something. Sightsee. Exercise.
Do it. Do it.
It just takes an enormous amount of effort that people aren't willing to put in for some reason. And I'm sure there's people watching right now that I'm describing, and they're like, well, what do you think? You're fucking perfect? No, I don't. But I do put effort into keeping my mind and body right. Well, good for you. Yeah, so me wanting that for you is bad, right? This is what happens when you actually want better for people. When you want people to kick something that might be bringing them down, affecting them mentally or physically, they'll resent you. I guess that's why they say you can't help somebody unless they want to be helped. And that's so true, man. But I guarantee you, there's someone out there watching that does want to kick a habit, who does want to be helped, and maybe this helps them. So really, I can't revolve my life around people who don't want to help themselves. If there's a way to put into words a solution that resonates with someone going through something that doesn't know what to do about it, I'm going to say it. I don't have all the answers. And what works for me might not work for you. But I bet what works for me will work for somebody, somewhere. And on that note, we're going to wrap it up here, folks. New video coming this week. We'll see how long it lasts on YouTube. You know, the usual. You never know. The Patreon's been going good. I've been putting out a lot of content on there. We got the morning rant, which seems to be a hit with the people. Things are humming. I love you guys. Stay true to yourself. And don't be afraid to stand up for what you believe in. And don't think twice about rejecting anything or anyone who brings negativity into your life. Talk to you soon.